Hello, Symphony. Today's devotion is on Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is a second death." Then came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues and spoke to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and on the gates the name of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the one who spoke with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city and its gates and walls. The city lies 4 square, its length the same as its width. And he measured the city with his rod 12,000 stadia. Its length and width and height are equal. He also measured its wall 144 cubits by human measurement, which is also an angel's measurement. The wall was built of jasper, while the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations. But nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. What do you think of when you think of heaven? Maybe you see heaven as somewhere up in the clouds where baby angels are flying around as light beams through the clouds. I think the world would be blown away if they understood what true heaven actually is. And today's chapter is a culmination of the mission of God. We see that there will be a new heaven and a new earth. There's a misconception that we will go up to heaven, but rather, heaven will come to us, and heaven and earth will be united into this new reality with the new city of Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem will come down from heaven, having the glory of God and radiant as could be. There will be a renewed place with a renewed people with the presence of God. This chapter is packed with imagery and numerical significances with Old Testament references. You may have noticed the references to the number 12, the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel, the 12 angels, 12 foundations, 12 names of the apostles, the 12 jewels adorning the walls in the city, in reference to the high priest's jeweled breastplate in Exodus, and the 12 gates with 12 pearls. This number is not a coincidence, but is a symbol of completion, as we see this number scattered throughout the Bible. Another mind-blowing thing about this city is that its height, length, and width are the same. In other words, it is a cube. Where else do we see a cube in the Old Testament? It is in the temple of God, more specifically known in the Holy of Holies, the place where only the great high priest could enter once a year. But now, this New Jerusalem is the Holy of Holies. It is a place where God will dwell with man. Verse 22 says, "I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb." This is incredible. Through Jesus, the temple veil was torn, and we ourselves became a dwelling place for God. But in Jesus' return, heaven and earth will be united, and God will dwell amongst us as he originally intended it to be, like in the Garden of Eden. In verse 24, it says, "By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it." Throughout Revelation, any time we have seen the kings of the earth, they represented those who had followed Satan and denied Christ. But here we see that they are bringing into it the glory and the honor of the nations. This is profound because despite their sin, the faithful witness of God's people who exhibited their love for God through their long obedience through every trial, it helped crack the hearts of these kings. And this is just another powerful reminder that God's mercy triumphs over judgment. To close, let me reread part of today's chapter and allow these words to stir up immense gratitude and hope within your spirit today. Verse 3. "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." God himself in verse 5 says, "Behold, I am making all things new. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." Now, this is the hope and promise to all who believe in him. All the heartache, sorrows, and disappointments of the world will be made new, as God will be with us in his entirety. Let's allow that to fuel our hunger and love for the Lord today as we remember the joy of our salvation. And lastly, verses 8 and 27 warns us that the cowardly, the faithless, detestable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and liars will burn in the lake of fire and sulfur in the second death. Only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be able to enter the holy city. Now, why are these verses here if death has already consumed the non-believers in the previous chapter? Well, these verses are addressing us now, in the current day. We shouldn't read this as something simply to look forward to in the future, but as believers, we want to partake in God's mission to help bring the gospel to those who do not know him. We are being warned in this chapter that those who do not follow him will not be able to enter the New Jerusalem. So while we long and yearn for Christ's return, in the meantime, let us be challenged to bring God's light as his temple dwells within us. Let us surrender our lives to him to be used for his kingdom mission, to share the good news with those that do not know him around us in our lives. And to close, I just have a song recommendation for you. And you may know it already. It's called "The New Jerusalem" by Matt Gilman. And I think this song perfectly captures the longing and hope to come. So check it out sometime today. And with that, let us pray. Lord, we are longing for the day of your return. Come, Lord Jesus. I pray that this chapter would illuminate our hearts and restore hope and the joy of our salvation today. Help us, Lord, to be your ambassadors in the areas of influence that we have, God. Show us people that we can have conversations of faith with, so that every tribe and tongue may come to know you. We thank you, Lord, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.